victory over poverty. That is the title of the exhortation. Now, none of us here can claim to be extremely rich. But the Lord, in his Bible, in this scripture here, there are a lot of exhortation on how to not go to the other side. There is the extreme rich, and then there is the extreme poor, which we call poverty. So I'm not going to preach prosperity today. That is not the exhortation. It's not prosperity. Every one of us that listen to radios or television, you could have heard preachers preach on prosperity. But no, that's not what I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach on how to avoid going to the other side, poverty. Amen? Especially because we have friends that are always sitting with us every week that come from the homeless shelter. And like we have said before, and from some of the things we have seen in life, anybody can be in that situation just like that in this America. Any issue, any situation can drive you to that side where you'll be homeless. You know, it's a pastor. Our pastor gave a testimony of a friend that was a PhD holder. And something happens and something happens and he ended up being homeless. So that is why I said, what the Lord is trying to teach us today is going to be from the scriptures. The Bible is full of that. How to not go to the poverty line. So if you will open your understanding, open your heart to this word, and perhaps jot these Bible verses down and meditate on it, so that we may watch unto our ways, especially as believers, so that we don't digress to the side of poverty, because sometimes choices, mistakes, and all those type of things is what drive all many people into that line. I'm going to give you from the story of the Bible. I always meditate on this. All of you remember the story of the Israelites, not so. God came down. They were slaves in Egypt. A whole tribe were slaves in Egypt. And God came down and said he would deliver them from slavery. And promised them something. He said, a land flowing with milk and honey. That is what God promised them. And it was true. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. Just like where we are living right now, America, is a land flowing with milk and honey. Okay? Now, what you will notice is about 1 million families were brought out of slavery and God took them to this land flowing with milk and honey. Let's see what the Bible said. So that's where we're going to point out what are the causes of poverty. Now, before I get to that, let me reiterate again. God said he was taking them out of slavery and about 1 million families. And when God got them into that land of flowing with milk and honey, they were all given maybe, let's say, an acre each. They divided the land into all these families were given lands. And in 5 years, in 7 years, God knew some of them will become poor again. God knew some of them would become poor again. And I meditated on that. I said, Lord, how can all these people that they all, almost you can say they all started all over again. They even stayed 40 years in the wilderness so that if they have brought anything, you say, well, that man was rich in Egypt. So he brought all his goods. They were in 40 years in the wilderness. So if anybody was rich from Egypt, you can say they were all on plain ground, plain level. Now they got to the land flowing with milk and honey. It was divided. Let's say they were divided equally. They may not be equally, but let's say they were divided equally. Somebody got more, yeah. But in 7 years, some were already slaves to the others. And that is what God wanted to warn us about so that we know how to order ourselves. There is causes for poverty. And there is solution to poverty. So you can see that if we search the scriptures, we will see some of the things the Lord wanted us to learn. That there are many things we can learn from from the examples of old. Let's see from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15. Deuteronomy chapter 15, just to buttress what I was saying about the Israelites. And Moses gave them these promises, and he also gave them some of the solutions. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, I will read from verse 1. Just when Moses was laying this down for them, and think about it, you see that God was righteous in giving everybody opportunity. Now, you are in this land of opportunity, but I will tell you what are the causes. What caused people to go into that other side called poverty? And if you take heed to your ways, in your choices, in your attitudes, in your behaviors, then you avoid that. Here is Deuteronomy chapter 15. And Moses was laying this one down for them as at the end of every 7 years, this is before the before they get into the land, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creature that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not extort it of his neighbor or of his brother. In verse 4, jump to verse 4. He says, save then there shall be no poor among you. For the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. Now, Moses was saying, there will be a time when there shall be no poor among you. Did they ever reach that state in Israel? All of you that know the Bible? Never. But see, it's possible. But God said they never reached the state. Well, maybe it's going to be in the millennium when Jesus Christ shall come. So we still have to have hope for that. But see, what Moses was saying, there will be a time when there shall be no poverty. But in the next river, he said, poverty, he said, the poor will not cease. Because God knows human beings. The poor will not cease among you, he said. But he said in verse 4, when there is no more poverty, no more poor people among you, then you can get rid of this release. You know? What is release? The whole money people, very soon people, by their choices, by their mistakes, by their misbehavior, by not, which we are going to go through, I'm going to point to all the causes. What cause these things? That very soon they will be selling themselves as slaves to the next person. That is what God was telling them, but there are solutions to it if you take heed unto these things. Even Moses wrote it down. When you take heed to these things he has laid down for them, he said, these things will not happen. So that's why I read that verse 4. And I'll read on again. Let me read up to verse 5. It says, say, when there shall be no poor among you, for the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess. Only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day. Which means it's always conditional. There will be a time where there will be no poverty among you, he said, but he said it's still conditional. If you carefully follow, hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So that is what we are going to see. Solutions to poverty is right there. We're going to look at it from the Bible. I will give you some Bible verses. This is just to tell you the background of what we are talking about. What we are talking about. Amen? Now let's go and see what are the causes of these things called poverty. Or how could people suddenly become poor when they were all starting at the same level? They started at the same level. Give them all of them an acre each family, and in few years some are now going to sell themselves and they are becoming slaves. They have borrowed. So that is what God is trying to teach us here, so that we can know the cause of this thing. Let's go into Luke chapter 19. I want to read a story of that the Lord Jesus Christ gave here in Luke chapter 19. Start from verse 12. And as they heard these things, the Lord Jesus Christ added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. So he gave this story about a certain noble man went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them £10 and said unto them, occupy till I come. Many of us know this story. It's similar to what I just told you. All the Israelites got to this land flowing with milk and honey. And they were all given equal portion of land, every family. But some misbehavior, some mischoices and bad behaviors and not following all those precepts, some become poor, some become slaves, while some become rich. Your choices. Your choices is going to. And here is what the Lord Jesus gave the same similar story by these talents. This is everybody a talent, and they all were to trade. They were all were to trade with those talents. And this is what happened. I'll jump from verse from there to about verse 15. And it came to pass that when he was returned, when this nobleman was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little thing, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said, well, likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest of that thou leadest us now, and reapest that thou did not sow. And he said unto him, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping up that I did not sow. Wherefore then givest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which has shall be given, and from him that has not, even that he has shall be taken away from him. Praise the Lord. Well, what is this story telling us? It seems important. Maybe some people are smarter than the other people. Maybe some people are just not choosing the right thing. They are not making their choices right, and they may end up with this guy. But don't blame God. That's what this guy was doing. They were all given 1 pound. This one went and traded with it and make 10 pounds. This one also went and traded with it and make 5 pounds. Well, he was still praised. He made 5 pounds. This one make 10 pounds. The man was laughed. Oh, well, that's good servant. So not everybody will make the same gain. But it's a shame for that one that went and hide it and now laid the blame on the boss. Try to blame somebody. That is what life, many people, that's why how they are living their life. Trying to blame somebody for their poverty. When he should blame himself, and the man said, oh, well, you think I'm the one that is bad? You should have put my money with those who can use it. That's what he said. Put it in the bank, those who can use it. And this is not an example. Don't blame somebody. Blame yourself. But this is why God is trying to give us this example. There are things that can happen in life. Don't get me wrong. There are things that can happen in life. Like the testimony I said, like the exhortation I gave many weeks ago, where I said, circumstances can happen to people. But no, situations can happen. Problems can happen. But if you follow the precept I'm going to lay out here today, where one of them is to fear God, one of them is to follow God, then when you are in trouble, he will be there with you in trouble. Because, let me give an example. When I say, sometimes it may not be your choices if some evil things can happen. Let's take the story in the Bible. There was Jacob. He was rich. If you don't know the story of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the father of all these Israelites, he left, he came from Syria, and in his own testimony, he said he has thousands of flock. Thousands of flock. To the point he was giving 100 goats to his brother, thousands of sheep to his brother, and he was rich. But over the years, he has 12 sons. Over the years, do you know that by the time Jacob came to Egypt, there was no mention of all those flock anymore. Somehow, maybe after he grew old, all his sons were now in charge of all these things, and there were a lot of mismanagement, perhaps. But what I wanted to point out is this. There was a famine by the time they were to run to Egypt. There was a famine in the land of Canaan everywhere. You all know the story of the famine in Egypt, where Joseph, the son of Jacob, became the prime minister. But you see, God was with this man, even though things were no more as good as when he started. So when troubles come, God will be with you if you are with him. That's what I want to point. There's still that part of it, that there may be trouble that can be, it's not my fault. These things happen to everybody. But when those happen, God will be there with you to help you, if you know him. Amen. So that is one of the solutions. But let's look through the scriptures and see what are the causes of all this poverty. Here, open with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. The king, Solomon, the wisest man in the world, gave us a lot of instructions on how to escape poverty. How to escape this thing that he called poverty. He gave us a lot of Bible verses. Proverbs chapter 6 is the first one I want us to read. So these are all causes. It doesn't mean that this may not be your cause. It may be this other one. This may not be your problem. It may be this other one. This may not be your problem. It may be this other one. But all of those things can cause it. One of them is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. That's what I'm going to read here. Many of you are familiar with this Bible verse, but here is how Solomon said it. Go to the hand, thou sluggard. Well, what are the ants? He said, just go look at those ants as they creep along in thousands and they line up and they are working hard. He said, go to the hand, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided our meat in the summer and gathered our food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Say, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. So he first gave us that first example. He's saying poverty can come through being sluggish, lazy. Well, that's not the only reason why. That's one of them. It's giving us warning. So you can say, well, let's mark that one down. You can look at yourself, well, I'm not lazy. So maybe situations occur. Proverbs chapter 24 is in the same line, verse 32. But when you look at that hand, he said, go and learn something from those ants, because they are busy working hard to gather the things they have to gather for summer. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 32. Starting from verse 30, this is Solomon, the wisest man in the world, telling us how to order our life. Here he said, I went by the field of the slothful. Now that's still in the same line with being lazy. He said, by the vineyard. He has a vineyard too. By the vineyard of the man void of understanding. I mean, it's not understanding that these things, you've got to water it, you've got to work at it, you've got to make sure you are busy doing something to get this thing producing. So he said, I went to the vineyard of the man that is void of understanding, and look, it was full, all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. See, then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth. The same thing is just said in the other one. And I want as an armed man. Now he gave us a different perspective in this one. Say, this man has something, a business perhaps, that's why a vineyard. He said, but vineyard is not going to produce unless you work at it. So he's just giving an example. There is sluggard, there's the one that is just not doing as much as he should do to get this thing going. So he's giving an example. Let's go around the Bible verse. These are causes of poverty. What can cause these things? Proverbs chapter 20. Still the same thing. Chapter 20, verse 13. Here's another way Solomon put it. He said, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. He said, open thy eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. So in short, he's saying the same thing. Hey, there is a time to be busy. It is time to lay down back. So those are all the steps he's telling. But that is all talking about laziness or sluggard or not getting what you need to do, getting it done. Now let's go to some other things that can cause it. Proverbs chapter 23. Verse 21. I'll start from verse 19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy heart in the way. Be not among wine bibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. Verse 21 is where I'm going. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. What is he talking about? He's saying drunkenness. And in this society, people can tell you their experiences, what can bring them down real fast. Alcohol. That can bring them down real fast. Because why was he saying this? He said drunkard and the glutton. Now maybe many people didn't talk about glutton. What is glutton? He said they eat too much meat. You see, the wisdom about this is that these things are the most expensive things. It's like you are the most expensive things and the little benefit. But because of the lust, they put all their money in that is least benefit. And so they are wasting money. That's what he's giving you. The same with drunkenness. The same with cigarette smoking. What is the benefit? You can as well just wrap a $10 bill and just roll it and light fire on it. That's what cigarette really is, because it's the smoke, and the smoke is not giving you anything. The same thing with drunkenness. Because you say, well, you know something, some people, well, the doctor recommended they should drink or they should smoke. What benefit you are going to gain is so little compared to how much. That's why he's saying the drunkard will go to poverty. The same with the glutton. So but now, you see, those are choices. So the summary of that is, there will be a cause of poverty because it's a wrong choice in life. I remember when I first came to this country, and right in Tempe, and there's a man that was asking for help, money. And I tried to give the man money in the post office, right in the post office in Tempe. He's a white guy. And the guys that passed me said, don't give him money. I said, why? They said, they give them money, they just use it for cigarettes or for cocaine. He looks like homeless and he's a beggar to me. But that is what the society sees, and that is what many times is going on. They are telling me, even the postman said, don't give those guys money. And I thought I'm trying to be, I said, they give them the money, they go around and buy cigarettes. Go around and buy cocaine. They are choices. No wonder they are out in the street, they will say. That's what the society says. Now you have to now share, is that what causes yours? So that is what you should be thinking about when you, as you listen to this, maybe the Lord brought you here to really learn something from what I'm saying today. Because you are not here by chance. Praise the Lord. So that's what I want you to listen to. He said drunkenness and gluttonous life will drive them to poverty also. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19. Yeah, some other choices that people make that can drive them into the other side that we don't want to go. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19. Here the wise man Solomon gave us another one. He said, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. He said, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. What is he talking about? Following vain persons, wrong friends. Wrong company, wrong crowd. He said they will have poverty too. That's one of the things that can, but if you are walking, say, well, hey, let's go to the bar. You say, oh, I'm busy here. I don't have time for bar. Those are the people that are tilling their land. So they will have plenty of bread. But by following vain princes, that's about. I didn't write these things. This is written by this guy. And that's what he's saying, that all of those things is what we should look and say, could this be how I run into trouble? My choices? And Solomon is saying, it can do this thing also. This can also put somebody into poverty. And these are all so many things that we're going to go into the solutions in a moment. But you can see this. He has talked about being sluggard. He said, yeah. He has talked about being choosing the wrong friends. He's saying choosing the wrong attitude, drinking, gluttonous life, drugs. Those are all part of the choices people make that can drive them down into poverty. Why? Because those are not going to be helpful to the body. They are going to bring disease to the person. And many other things you can think of. You know the soul, what I'm talking about when it talks of choices of drinkenness, drunkenness, alcohol, and so on. Now, there are other things that can bring people down, which is also the one that Solomon David, that Moses was addressing to his people, which is debt, indebtedness. You borrow money. The Bible said, he that was what? The beggar, it says that the borrower is slave to the lender. Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually. And pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the Word of God. The Word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life. Because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the Word of God, to begin to read the Scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to write to me and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you.
Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA.